Hello out there and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
Oh, Laura, I'm having a bad day today.
Oh, why is that?
Well, I looked in the mirror this morning and I saw some gray hairs.
Okay, 我觉得 Jeffrey 也太夸张了嘛，看起来那么年轻，他还竟然担心他会有 gray hair， 就是白头发。
Is my life over? Am I getting old?
It's okay. It's not a bad thing that, you know, people get old.
But can I still do fun things?
Of course. Actually, in fact, today we're going to learn about a very special man. 他年纪虽然很大呢，可是呢，他做了非常有意义的事情哦。We'll find out what great things he did to inspire people.
Okay, I can't wait. Let's get started.
Yuichiro Miura, Never Give Up.
Yuichiro Miura might be 81 years old, but his age doesn't stop him from challenging himself. He has climbed Mount Everest 3 times after turning 70 years old. In fact, Miura is the only person holding this incredible record.Miura was an excellent athlete in his school days. However, when he got old, he was afraid of just sitting around and doing nothing. So, Miura started to train hard. His goal was to become a mountain climber. Although Miura has a serious heart condition, his journey is not over yet. He is planning to ski down Mount Cho-Oyu.In the Himalayas, when he turns 85. Miura is truly a person who shows age is not a limitation.
Word power!
Challenge. Challenge.Challenge, challenged, challenged. Adam challenged Jack to a game of chess. Adam challenged Jack to a game of chess. Record, record. The Beatles hold a record of selling 600 million albums around the world.The Beatles hold a record of selling 600 million albums around the world. Train, train. Many NBA players train for hours almost every single day. Many NBA players train for hours almost every single day. Limitation.Limitation. There were serious limitations on water use after months without rain. There were serious limitations on water use after months without rain.
All right, let's begin the article. Yuichiro Miura might be 81 years old, but his age...doesn't stop him from challenging himself.
There you go, Jeffrey. 81 years old.
I feel better already.
Okay, 所以我们提到的是 Yuichiro Miura, 就是三浦雄一郎。他或许呢已经达到81岁的高龄哦，但是呢他的年龄并没有让他停止挑战自己。Let's take a look at this word challenge. What does it mean, Jeffrey?
Well...To challenge is to test the skills or abilities of someone or something.
Right.
Okay. So, for example, Adam challenged Jack to a game of chess.
Wow. Adam challenged Jack to a game of chess. What are other things you can challenge?
Well, actually, just like in our article, you can challenge yourself to be good and get good grades, become better at playing the piano. And actually, I think challenging yourself is very important in life if you want to have success.
真的挑战自我是非常重要的，有时候常我们会可能想要跟别人比较，可是其实要突破自己呢才是最重要的哦。我们来看一下 challenge 这个字有着挑战的意思，其实呢在本课虽然当作动词来用，那其他的时候它也可以当作名词来用，像是 to face the challenges in life and that's used as a noun， 就是在人生当中肯定要面对许多的挑战，它的动词三态为 challenge， challenged就是直接接 D, challenged. Okay, so how did he challenge himself?、
Mm-hmm. Well, he has climbed Mount Everest 3 times、
wow.
after turning 70 years old. I'm going to say that again. Okay, he has climbed Mount Everest. That's hard.
I know.
3 times.That's 3 times as hard.
Wow.
After turning 70 years old.
And that's after turning 70 years old, not before. Okay. 所以呢，哇，他有多厉害，他在70岁之后呢，还曾经三次攀登这个 Mount Everest， 是哪里呢？就是圣母峰诶，他会不会太厉害了一点？ Okay, Mount Everest.
So Mount Everest、
yeah.
is...the highest mountain in the world. I challenge you to climb it just 1 time. That would be amazing. Okay. In fact, Miura is the only person holding this incredible record. So he's the only one who has done this at his age and 3 times.
Wow, 实在是太厉害了。那这里我们又看到 in fact， 常常我们会用来补充说明一件事实，就是说事实上怎么样怎么样，所以事实上呢，三浦呢是这项惊人壮举的唯一纪录保持人呢，当然啊三次，而且还在70岁这个高龄之后哦。 OK， incredible and record， we saw a lot of words here， can you explain these two words a little bit more？
Well， incredible just means amazing， so good it's hard to believe、mm. I had some pizza last night. It was incredible. You、mm-hmm. can't even believe it. You need to go try it yourself.
Nice. Okay, incredible 呢其实就是难以置信的。那通常我们可以形容一个东西让你很难想象的，或是好到爆，就是像 Jeffrey 他昨天吃到非常好吃的 pizza， 好有多好吃呢？好吃到你无法想象哦。Okay, record?
Okay, this is a noun. So it's not the verb record. It's、
right.
a noun.Record. And this is the best result that someone has ever reached. Okay, it could be high or low, actually the highest or the lowest that anyone has ever done. Okay, so for example, you might know about a band called the Beatles.、
Mm-hmm.
And the Beatles hold a record of selling 600 million albums around the world. 600 million albums.
Wow, the Beatles hold a record of selling 600 million albums around the world.
It's such a big number,、
yeah.
and that's why it's a record. It's the top number.
OK， 我们来看一下 record 这个字哦。其实呢，当做名词的时候，注意它的发音是 record。那如果你听到 record， 则是它的动词。那两个都有这个记录这样的意思，或是录制的意思哦。那在课文，我们来看一下 record， 哦，就是记录，保持记录。OK， 或者是打破记录，都会用这个字。Break the record 就是破记录这样子的意思哦。那持有什么记录，就是刚刚的这个例句提到 hold the record。
Well, this old mountain climber must be in really good shape.
Right.
And in fact, the article says Miura was an excellent athlete in his school days.
Oh, 原来呢，这个三浦在这个学校的时候呢，就是个杰出的运动员啦。
Yes, an athlete is someone who has good fitness、mm-hmm. or plays sports.Or just exercises、very well. So he is an older man now. It's been many years、
right.
since his school days.
Okay, athlete 当然就是指运动员，那常我们会用来形容一个人很 athletic， 来表示哇，他非常就是运动细胞很好。
However, when he got old, he was afraid of just sitting around and doing nothing.
Oh, 然而呢，当他年老的时候，他就很担心啊，过着只闲在那里 ，OK， 好像无所事事这样的生活。
Well, that's really great. He is a busy body. That means he's always busy and moving around. He's a go-getter. These phrases are we use to describe someone who's very active. They don't want to just sit on the couch and watch TV all day.
我懂，所以说非常积极的人，或者是非常想把自己弄得非常忙的人，我们就可以说他是一个 busy body. And a go-getter 就是常常会去追求什么东西，这个行为非常积极的人。
So, Miura started to train hard. His goal was to become a mountain climber.
所以呢，这个三浦就开始严格的训练自己。他的目标呢，是成为一个 mountain climber, 就是登山者。And here we see the verb train.
Yes, to train is to prepare yourself or someone else for a particular activity, especially a sport.
Wow, okay. So train 这个字呢，其实有着训练这样的意思。它是一个动词，不过常常我们会说，哎，它可能有什么什么训练，这样子要用它的名词，就是 training, T-R-A-I-N-I-N-G. And how do we use this word in a sentence, Jeffrey?
Well, many NBA players train for hours, almost every single day.
Wow, many NBA players train for hours almost every single day. 这个 NBA 的球员，他们几乎每一天啊，就会训练好几个小时，哎，哇，真的是很辛苦。
Although Miura has a serious heart condition, his journey is not over yet.
Well, he's definitely a go-getter. Okay, 所以即使三浦他有非常的严重的心脏的疾病，但是呢，他的 journey 就是他的旅程还尚未结束哦。
So he has a heart problem. He has a heart condition. So some kind of disease. But that doesn't stop him. This is amazing. It's incredible.
Right, okay.
And in fact, the article says he is planning to ski down Mount Cho-Oyu in the Himalayas when he turns 85.
Wow, okay, so 他预计在85岁的时候要去喜马拉雅山脉的这个 Cho-Oyu, 这个峰滑雪。
You should challenge your grandma and grandpa to join him when he skis down. Okay, well, not seriously. That's very difficult. Miura is truly a person who shows age is not a limitation.
好，的确，三浦真是个证明年龄不是限制的典范哦。Wow, this is a big word, limitation.
Limitation. A limitation is a rule or condition that stops something from increasing beyond a particular point. So you're trying to get better and it stops you.
Okay, so limitation 当然就是指限制这样的意思，它是个名词哦。那它的动词就是 limit, 也有限制的意思，或是局限 ,L-I-M-I-T.
So we could say there were serious limitations on water use after months without rain.
Wow, there were serious limitations on water use after months without rain. Okay, so there are a lot of limitations in life too, but we can try to overcome them, right, Jeffrey?
That's right. It's one of the greatest things you can do in life is overcome limitations.
Okay, that brings us to the end of today's article. Let's now go to our wrap-up. Well, there you go, Jeffrey. You're not turning 85. I hope that makes you feel better about those gray hairs.
You know what? I've already forgotten about them. Miura's story has me feeling great, and I think I'm going to climb a mountain as soon as possible, just maybe not Everest quite yet.
You could try the Jade Mountain, 玉山. That's really hard.
Sounds like a great plan.
Okay, 所以呢，其实呢，我们要勉励自己，就是说，随时呢都要保持的，就是说，哎，我们要挑战自己，那要不断的学习这样子一个态度哦。Well, that's all the time we have for today. See you next time. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
碰小聚会。
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring because the road was too noisy.
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring because the road was too noisy.
Hi everyone, I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。现在骑脚踏车的人越来越多了。Jillian 老师前阵子就有看到一则新闻，某位民众因为脚踏车没有装车铃，所以就被警察开罚单耶。其实像刹车、车铃、车灯、反光装置等等，这些都是属于安全设备。不管你是为了运动还是代步，只要骑脚踏车上路，就记得要遵守交通规则哦。那我们来看今天的例句。
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring because the road was too noisy.
我没有听到你脚踏车的铃声响，因为路上太吵了。这个句子有一个重点单字，就是 bell，是车铃的意思。另外像是家里的门铃也称为 bell。 那么铃声响的这个动词就是 ring， 动词三态为 ring, ran, run。 如果我的手机铃声正在响，英文就可以说 My cell phone is ringing。 那我们再回到今天例句的前半部分。
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring。
因为 hear 是属于一个感官动词，后面必须接原形动词或是 ving， 所以在这里 hear 后面我们看到的就是一个原形动词 ring， 这个用法请同学们注意哦。最后我们再复习一次今天的例子。
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring because the road was too noisy.
A Plus 小聚会我们下次见， Bye。
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring because the road was too noisy.
I didn't hear your bike's bell ring because the road was too noisy.
Chit chat.
Yajie, 你怎么了？
This movie makes you sad.
天哪！哎呀，就可以这样！
哎呀，好好玩啊！
哎呀，不要急，不要急，Let me play， 让我玩一下嘛！啊，
好了好了，那就先让你玩吧。我跟你讲，这里面的游戏超多的，一定会让你很开心哦。We can make you so happy。啊，我玩得好累哦，我先休息一下。
Let me so happy。让我很开心，表姐怎么会说成 Let you so happy？ 啊！我知道了，因为中午我们都会说诶让我做什么事情啊，或者是你让我很开心，都有让这个字。不过呢，其实英文不同哦，因为这两个让在中文呢还是有不同的意思哦，所以英文当然也不同咯。像是这个让我看看的让，其实就有着允许啦或者是准许的意思，所以我们就要用 let 这个字哦。 Let means to allow someone to do something，所以刚刚说的你让我看看啊， Let me see， 或者是口语我们常提到 Let me think about it， 让我想一下，都是 let 的用法哦。但是呢，如果我们要说某个人事物让你感到怎么样怎么样的话呢，我们就不能用 let， 我们要用另外一个字，就是 make， 句型为 A make B， 后面再接形容词。比方像是你让我很开心，就是 you make me happy， 或者是搞笑片都让我很开心，我就可以说 funny movies make me happy。
What did we learn from teacher Laura？
对，表姐刚刚应该说的是 we games make you so happy， 不能用 let， let 是用来表示允许的让，如 mom won't let me eat too much junk food。
Yuichiro Miura, never give up.
Yuichiro Miura might be 81 years old, but his age doesn't stop him from challenging himself. He has climbed Mount Everest 3 times after turning 70 years old. In fact, Miura is the only person holding this incredible record.Miura was an excellent athlete in his school days. However, when he got old, He was afraid of just sitting around and doing nothing. So, Miura started to train hard. His goal was to become a mountain climber. Although Miura has a serious heart condition, his journey is not over yet. He is planning to ski down Mount Cho-Oyu in the Himalayas when he turns 85. Miura is truly a person who shows age is not a limitation.
Challenge, 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 challenged, challenged. Adam challenged Jack to a game of chess. Adam challenged Jack to a game of chess. Record, record. The Beatles hold a record of selling 600 million albums around the world. The Beatles hold a record of selling 600 million albums around the world. Train, train. Many NBA players train for hours almost every single day. Many NBA players train for hours almost every single day. Limitation, limitation. There were serious limitations on water use after months without rain. There were serious limitations on water use after months without rain.